Senate candidates need 500 signatures from registered voters in each congressional district in order to appear on the primary ballot. Clerks in the three Northwest Indiana counties that make up the first district certified 501 signatures for Todd Young. But State Democratic Party Chair John Zodi says his staff did several counts of the ballot petitions, and he says they find only 498 signatures, which would leave Young too short. Zodi insists the challenge he's filing with the state election division isn't a political maneuver.
We have to ask these questions. When it's that close, we have to look at, this is a state law, this is a race for the United States Senate.
The Young campaign calls the challenge blatant political gamesmanship. Spokesman Cam Savage says they're not concerned.
We think there are actually more valid signatures than the state's indicating at the moment.
Indiana Public Broadcasting, as well as several other state house media organizations, conducted independent counts of Young's ballot petitions and found 497 valid signatures, one less than the Democrats' count and three less than Young needs. The difference in the counts appears to be signatures counted twice. The Indiana Election Commission could rule on the challenge at its next scheduled meeting, February 19th. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.